Memory, Pittsburgh Imam Railed Against Jews in Sermons, Even After Tree of Life Shooting. By Joel B. Polak on January 30, 2019. Pittsburgh Imam Naeem Abdullah delivered anti-Jewish lectures and sermons at a local mosque and uploaded the videos to YouTube. Even after the mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in the city last year, the Middle East Media Research Institute, Memory, reports. Memory posted videos and transcripts of Abdullah's remarks Wednesday. In lectures uploaded October 2016 January 2019 to the YouTube channel of the Nuwana Zaman Institute in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh-based Imam Naeem Abdullah focused on the subject of the Jews. He said that the American Empire is often considered by many scholars to be a continuation of the Roman Empire and that the Jews are running everything, stating either the real Jews or the Ashkenazi Jews. He noted that the Quran states, in the opening chapter, that we are asking Allah to guide us on the straight path and to not make us like the Jews and not like those who go astray, the Christians. He added that Moses and Jesus and their true followers were Muslims, noting that when you corrupt the religion that they came with, you come up with these other religions, and went on to relate the well-known story that he identified as from the Quran, about Allah transforming a group of Jews into apes and pigs. Telling his audience that Muhammad's expulsion of the Jews from Medina is clearly and obviously relevant to our situation and that we have to be the exact opposite of those Jews. He noted that the latter weren't out organizing, because they have all the money. He also claimed that Judaism and Christianity had been co-opted by the religion of white supremacy and made into white supremacist religions. Black people who consider themselves Jews, he said, are not benefiting from Israel like everyone else. The Tree of Life shooting on October 27, 2018, was the worst attack on Jews in the history of the U.S. The shooter was a right-wing extremist with white supremacist views who hated Jews and President Donald Trump. The mosque where Abdullah preached, Masjid al-Mumin, noted the shooting on Facebook, but Abdullah continued his rants. In addition, Memory reported that Abdullah made anti-Semitic statements on the radio station of the Nuwana Zaman Institute. Abdullah also reportedly defended offensive jihad, declared that the terror attacks of September 11, 2001, were false flag operations, and indicated that he had lived with a suspect arrested for Al-Qaeda links. Wahaj's son was arrested last year for allegedly training children to carry out school shootings at a compound in New Mexico. Women's March leader Linda Sarsour, whom Democrats have honored, has also claimed to have been a student of Wahaj. Abdullah's website also claims he is originally from New York City and converted to Islam in 1991. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.